And he was sitting next to me just with those sad Curtis eyes.
Like speaking sad. Of Pride 48.
Yes. What about Pride 48?
I just want to let everyone know who listens. We have not forgot. There will be a Pride 48. We have not had any State of the Stations.
Are you, is this in reply to that Big Fatty show the other day that someone called in and wanted to know about Pride 48?
No, I haven't listened to Big Fatty in like a month.
Well, you should. That's probably good.
Why? Has he been talking about me?
Yes. Every day. I would say Big Fatty spends regularly 5 or 6 minutes of his 20 minutes every day talking about you.
I have them all queued up, but I'm going to have to listen to those at like 20 times speed or something to get through them all.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
No, I haven't listened to Big Fatty in like a month.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1632 of the BFO for Monday, the 28th of April, 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to talk about the weekend and about a few other little shows. Yes, we got it. Hello, Glovies Ben. Fatty Old School. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, it is the last Monday of the month. Shalom Alakay. Big Fatty, is there a special song? No. Let me see, what was I going to say? Y'all, I don't have much on my list here, but Big Fatty always has plenty to natter about on a Monday. Y'all, I'm looking at the sports ball, the Atlanta Braves sports ball. You know, my mother loves this, and y'all, there's some hot men that play professional baseball. That's all I got to say. And y'all, in Atlanta today, it is a fun day or something like that, but the people are taking the puppy dogs to the ballpark, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. Some of these people are crazy. they dress them up, and one of them had on some sort of beret or something like that. And y'all, they just showed another puppy dog, and y'all, they had painted the puppy dog's toenails pink.
Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Squeaky kitty, would you like pink toenails? I didn't think so.
What do we do on most Mondays?
Big Fatty, I know what it is.
What is it, poodle?
That's right, squeaky kitty. We talk about the weekend.
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, it was a... let's see, how would I describe this weekend? It was okay. nothing particularly exciting, but nothing terrible either. Y'all, let's just go back to Friday. After I recorded the little show on Thursday, what did I do? Came up... y'all, I was all discombobulated. Because I went to an event after I recorded the little show, and got home about an hour and a half, about a little after 8 o'clock, and y'all, I watched some stuff on the TV machine. I did catch up on a lot of stuff on the TV machine this weekend. But y'all, I was all discombobulated, and y'all, I forgot to, I had done everything about making the coffee, except pushing the timer button. So, the coffee didn't, go off, at 6:25 a.m. in the morning, as it does every morning. And, y'all, when I went to bed, I forgot to turn the alarm clock on. So, y'all, about 5 a.m. in the morning on a Friday, I woke up and y'all had TTs. You know, this is not news. This is the story of your life when you get in your 50s. Y'all you have to TT. And so you get up and went and did that, and y'all, I reached over. I was going to be so smart. I reached over and I grabbed the alarm clock and I just laid it on the side of the bed. That way when it went off, I all I had to do was just reach over and just tap it, and then it would let me sleep for 8 more minutes, and then it would go off again, and then I would just reach over and just tap it. I'd just tap it. And then it let me sleep another 8 minutes, and y'all, then it'd go off again, and then I'd just hit the damn thing and turn it off. But anyway, y'all, since I had not set the alarm, it just sat there and looked at me sleeping, and y'all, I finally... The ambient light. Big Fatty, such big words. I'm impressed. the ambient light in the room about 6:45 a.m. in the morning woke my ass up, and I thought, well, what's going on? And y'all, I looked, and it was 6:45 a.m. in the morning, and then I looked, and I saw that I hadn't set the alarm. And y'all, sometimes in the kitchen, I can hear the coffee maker, chop up the beans. But y'all, of course, I hadn't set the time on that, so it didn't wake me up either. Big Daddy, so y'all, needless to say, I was in a tizzy. I was just in a tizzy. But y'all went on into the orifice, and y'all, I had a couple of what is that? Yo, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. I had a couple of big projects, some big projects that for right day was the deadline. One moment, please. That's not green tea. I got them finished and sent off, and that was just lovely, lovely. And then what else did I do on Friday? I'm trying to think here now, and just started working on some other things. And y'all, this is kind of a busy time of the year for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. So, anyway, then old Vader came in, and he said, "Well, Vader, I need the assistance of the Ford Escape." And I said, "Yes." And we had an old computer in the coal mine that he had found a company that'll buy him back. And y'all, they were going to give him something like $600 or something for it. And y'all, they sent him a box to ship it back in, and the postage paid and all that kind of stuff. but he couldn't get it in his car. And so I said, "Yes, we can do that." So y'all, after lunch, old Vader and I, he loaded it into the back of the Ford Escape. And y'all, we just, you know, it's only a couple of miles away, the up store. And we went down there and dropped it off, and it was no problem because it was already, you know, the label was already on it, and the postage was already paid and everything. And y'all, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Veda talked about a coconut cream pie cake, and the dessert company, the store is right down near this UPS store, and I said, "Veda, I got to have a piece of that cake." And he goes, "Yes, Big Fatty." So I said, if I drive you down to take the computer, then we've got to run by there, and you have to run in and get it for me. He goes, "Yes, Big Fatty." And so that's what we did. And y'all, I dropped him off, and I circled around the block a couple of times. And he calls me, and he says, "Burger Harder, they don't have the coconut cream pie cake." And I went, "Oh, poor party. And I told him, I said, if they don't, get me something lemon. Well, they didn't have anything lemon either. But they did have a coconut cream pie. I said, get me a big old slice of that. And so he did and got back to the coal mine. And y'all, I just had me a big old piece of coconut cream pie. Y'all, it was delicious. Of course, it's full of dairy. So I was gassy the rest of the afternoon. Y'all, I should have known something was up because old Veda came in and sat down in my office. And y'all, he rarely does this unless he needs to put his feet up because I have a little couch in my office. And he just came in and he was sitting as I was eating the pie and everything. And he was, you know, just not saying a whole lot. And y'all, I was concentrating on the pie. I didn't give a shit what he was doing. Y'all, he was taking pictures of Big Fatty eating the pie. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I should have known better. But I didn't. And y'all, of course, he posted a picture on the Twitty of Big Fatty. Y'all, I got down to the bottom of it, and y'all, I couldn't, because they give you the plastic fork. Y'all, I couldn't cut the crust with the fork because it was so thick. So I just picked it up, and so I picked it up and was shoving it in my pie hole. Baby, that's vulgar. And of course, that's the picture he posted. And of course, you know, there was a smart aleck remark I won't mention by whom, but I believe their address is P.O. Box 561, Walnut Hills, California, 91365. Say, oh, is that a paleo pie? And y'all, you don't have to eat paleo all the time. You know, it's just you just can't eat coconut cream pie all the time. You know, you just can't fill your pie hole with all the fattening stuff all the time. But anyway, so after that was over, Veda and I walked out to a little event. They were having an event for some folks retiring from the coal mining. Y'all, the hat was supposed to be at that because, you know, he's retiring at the end of June. But y'all, he was away because he had not one, but two grandchildren that were born this week. And so he missed that, but we went out to it anyway. And then we came back and came home, and y'all, I was piddling around. Y'all, I cut off all the extra ham off the honey baked ham I bought for Easter, and I put that in my chopper, and I chopped it all up real good and fine. And y'all, then I mixed in some yellow mustard with that and a couple of dashes of the Worcestershire sauce. Y'all, it makes the best ham solid you can imagine. And so I did that, and I ate a little bit of that, and y'all, then I was listening to that Carport show that the Faye driver does, and I listened to that. I wasn't in the chat room or anything, but I was listening to what they were talking about, and then watched some stuff on the TV machine, y'all, and then I was just like, Big Freddy, you had pie. You need to go to bed. So I went to bed, and y'all, I slept so well on a Friday night. Y'all got up Saturday morning, of course. You're probably thinking, well, Big Freddy, since you didn't set the alarm for Friday, you probably did set it for Saturday, and y'all, believe it or not, I didn't. all was good. I slept late. And by late, I mean till 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. in the morning. Got up and had my brufkas. I wanted some grits. So I had me some grits and some of the Jimmy Dean poke sausage. I had that. And what else did I have? And the coffee, of course. And, y'all, then I piddled around here at the Fat Cave a little bit. And what did I do anything else? I caught up on a lot of little shows. And y'all, you know that Big Ricky, who does the Stinky Orangutans. He's been on the cruise ship with Waylon and James LeRoy. You know, they got married. Y'all, Big Ricky is absolutely a slave to every port of call. He couldn't wait to get on there. Never saw the first message from Waylon or James LeRoy from any of the ports. Y'all, Big Ricky even went into a Hooters so that he could get some free Wi-Fi. guy. And y'all, and then he posted this picture of him wearing some sort of towel on his head, and he was sitting around with his shirt off. And y'all, if Big Fatty had done that, y'all, the people would have been trying to drag me back into the ocean. You know, oh, get that whale back in the ocean. But Big Ricky, evidently, people just stayed away from him. Big Fatty, that's not nice. What was I saying? I don't know, Big Fatty. Saturday night, I caught up. No, I didn't. I was on that Stick It With a Poke little show, and y'all, I'm pleased to say that Gavin, number one fan of the BFO for 2012, he has made his reservation for the Pride 48, and he'll be coming on that Wednesday, the 17th, and leaving the following Tuesday, same dates that Big Fatty and Granny will be there. Y'all, quite a few people are coming on Wednesday and leaving on the following Tuesday, and y'all, he was on there, and y'all, I believe he's made his plans to be there those dates also. So y'all, be thinking about those kinds of things. Gavin said he found a good price for his plane ticket. So y'all, then of course Granny came over, and I had asked him to come up here to the Fat Cave because I wanted him to show him the emergency colonic catastrophe kit that Turnip Head and Urban Guy T.O. had made. And y'all, he giggled like a schoolgirl. And then we went down to the Dudley Do-Rights and left the damn thing here. So, y'all, I knew in a moment that he was going to shat himself, but he didn't, believe it or not. But, y'all, we went to the Dudley Do-Rights, and a friend of ours who hadn't been there in a while was there. We call him Big Dick. Big Ready, why do you call him that? Because he has a big dick. So he was there, and then came home, and Granny went back to his house, and y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, I got up. I decided I wanted the breakfast buffet again. I don't do that often, but I just felt like I just wanted to sit back and read my newspaper and have me an omelet and some Bayfran and sausages. And y'all, they also do a little hash brown casserole, but it's just in little ramekins. So I just had a small amount of that. But y'all, it was good. It was so good, and just drank coffee. Y'all, I was in there for about an hour and read the newspaper. It was just lovely. And y'all, in the newspaper, y'all, do you get the newspaper in the Parade magazine? You know, it's the magazine for the proletariat. Y'all, in there, there's a coupon. So y'all go pull your Parade magazine out of the garbage. Y'all, there's a coupon for buy one two-piece meal from the KFC, and you get one free. Y'all, it comes with two pieces of the chicken, and you can get it regular or grilled, and two individual sides and a biscuit. And y'all, you get buy one of those and you get one free. Big Ready, that's lovely. So y'all, I'm gonna take that to old Vader because he likes to go down to the KFC. Y'all, on Sunday I picked up some petroleum and for the Ford Escape. And y'all, then I've been here washing my underpants, even though I don't wear underpants. I've been washing my clothes on Sunday afternoon, and got a suits meeting. Suits meeting later Sunday night. So y'all, I hopefully will have some information for you about the June and the September. Event for later in this week. But anyway, that's about it. And then, of course, you know, the big run coming on. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Dubious Intentions. Y'all, believe it or not, that sound clip was from a year ago. And y'all, we still hadn't had a suits meeting. We're kind of right on schedule. So y'all, everything will come together as it always does. And really, the only disturbing part of that whole opening was when Adam said...
No, I haven't listened to Big Fatty in like a month.
Oh, Big Fatty, that's not disturbing. That's business as usual.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.